Hello. We'd like you to listen to this session because your partner has had a heart attack, and you've probably had a very nasty shock too. You may have a lot of questions running round and round in your head just now. Questions like, what's going to happen? What can I do to help? What's safe for him or her? Will he or she have another heart attack? This session will give you the honest answers to these questions, and you may find that listening to it cheers you up a bit, because we know from interviewing many other partners that they often have ideas about their condition which are out of date or simply just wrong. The first thing you should know is that we are going to help your partner to get back on track as quickly and as safely as possible. This session is just one part of the Heart Manual, a special program which has been scientifically tested and proven to help people recover from a heart attack, angioplasty, or bypass. Following the advice in the Heart Manual and changing some of the things that your partner does can really help him or her recover. All of the advice here is equally suitable for men or for women and for older or younger people. Please listen to the rest of this session, and if you find it reassures you at all, listen a few more times. Just at the moment, you may be having some trouble taking things in, so repeated listenings will help. Here it is.
Doctor, I've been told my husband will be coming home soon. Will there be someone to help me when he does?
Yes, a nurse or someone from the hospital or your medical practice will work with you and your partner on the Heart Manual program from the beginning, and they'll be able to answer any questions you may have.
And will he be okay, do you think?
Well, believe it or not, many people who have been through the program have told us later that life was actually improved by the heart attack because of the steps they took to change their lives afterwards.
But surely if you've had a heart attack, your heart will always be weaker than it was, and unless you're really careful, well, that could cause another one.
The thing to remember is the heart attack only affects a small part of the heart, and that quickly heals, leaving it as strong as it was before. If your partner follows the exercises in the manual, his heart may even become fitter and stronger than it has been for several years.
But surely exercise could be dangerous. I mean, he looks really ill at the moment.
We are going to show him how to build up his strength slowly through exercise and safely to get him as fit as he needs to be. The reason he looks so ill just now is partly because of the shock and partly because of the medical treatment. He should soon look like his old self again. I don't know if you know this, but many people who have a heart attack never have another one.
No, I just thought if you had a heart problem, well, you were, well, damaged for the rest of your life, really. But you're saying the heart can fully recover?
Yes.
So when should he start doing these exercises, and how much should he do?
He should start as soon as he gets home. The first day, if possible. Before he comes home, we'll start to increase the amount he does each day. We have a special method to help him build up the exercises safely. This is all explained in the manual. You could read it too, just to make sure he's doing it properly. He could use this method to get back to doing all his usual activities. If he hasn't been taking regular exercise in the past, we want him to start now. This is one of the things which helps to reduce the chance of any more problems.
And what else can you do to stop him having another heart attack?
Oh, lots of things. Medicines can help. Things have come a long way in the last few years, as you know, and now we know he has this problem, he is actually safer than a lot of people who are going about not knowing that they have artery disease. Apart from taking medicines, there are the things that he can do himself. Exercise. Relaxation exercises, diet, giving up smoking. These things are all in the manual, and if you can support him doing them, it will help him a lot.
Oh, I'm not sure about all this. I mean, how do you know it's safe? Surely he should be resting as much as possible to let his heart recover.
No, we used to believe that, but now we know absolutely definitely that a lot of bed rest is actually bad. The heart needs gentle and increasing exercise to heal properly and to get back to its strength.
But how do you know that it's right for him? I mean, not everyone's the same, are they?
No, they're not, but the Heart Manual isn't given to everyone. It's only given to people who are selected by their healthcare professional. People who are too ill or have special problems won't get it. And the heart manual has been tested in a similar way that new drugs are to make sure it helps, and as long as the directions are followed, it's safe. We know that some families try to prevent the patient from doing things because they're afraid it will cause another heart attack. But in fact, far from helping the patient, this often causes problems in making a good recovery.
What sort of problems?
Well, for a start, it may cause arguments between you because he may hate to be treated like an invalid. And on the other hand, some people really like getting the cotton wool treatment from everyone around them, so they don't get the right amount of exercise and may even become a permanent invalid.
So are you saying that he should just be left to do what he wants?
No. He should do the exercises in the manual and practice the special relaxation exercises that the facilitator will show him. For the first few weeks, we want him to write down everything that he does. There is a special space for this in the manual, and someone from the hospital or GP practice will contact him to discuss how he's getting on with the program.
I see. Is there anything he really mustn't do?
Well, for the first few months, he should avoid straining against any heavy weight, like pushing a car or lifting sacks of coal or shoveling snow, or doing so much that he's exhausted the next day. Gentle and increasing exercises is what's needed, and usually within a month or so, the heart regains its strength. If he keeps up the exercises, by 6 months, his heart could be stronger than it has been for years.
But surely he'll always be different.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, he's a heart patient, isn't he? And always will be.
No, the great majority of people like your partner make a complete recovery. In fact, their health can be better than before and better than many other people of his age. A normal life with normal levels of excitement, especially if they are enjoyable, are good for recovery.
And will he be able to work again?
Yes, of course. Mind you, there are some occupations that depend on special license, like heavy goods vehicle driving, or being a pilot, which may not be possible. Light van driving and car driving will be okay. If he does a job involving heavy lifting, his doctor may advise him that he seeks lighter work, but almost everyone who gets the manual will be able to work again without a problem.
I'm a bit worried that if I try to tell him what to do, it might start an argument, and well, that could be very dangerous.
Yes, I can understand that. But in fact, ordinary family life, including the usual kinds of family arguments, noisy children and annoying neighbours, won't cause a problem. The more you and your family behave like yourselves, the sooner he will begin to feel well again. If you just do things you have always done, you will be amazed how quickly everything will get back to the old routine.
What about stress, though? That could be dangerous, couldn't it?
It is what you do when you are stressed that puts you more at risk of having further problems. For instance, smoking, not exercising enough, and eating unhealthy food. The manual can help both of you to cope with stress in a positive way.
He used to work too hard and worry too much. Is that what caused it?
It could have something to do with it, but the manual may help him change some of these things. The facilitator will be showing him a special kind of relaxation exercise that can help reduce these problems, and the manual also has a stress management program to help reduce stress in both your lives. You may want to try the relaxation yourself. Many partners have told us that they get a lot of benefit from it, and the feeling more relaxed has helped both of them cope better.
And how will I know what to do if he does have another attack?
There is a special page in the manual to tell you what to do and how to tell if the pain has been caused by angina or a heart attack. But it may be neither. Strange feelings in the heart or chest are quite common after a heart attack, and usually this is just because the patient is paying extra attention to this part of their body. But chest pain must not be ignored. Please take the time to look at this page. If you're unsure, ask your facilitator where to find it.
I don't know. You seem to be saying that there's nothing to worry about, but I find that very hard to believe. I mean, it's very serious having a heart attack.
Yes, it is, but the dangerous time is when it is actually happening. Each hour and day that goes by after that makes it less and less likely that he'll have another one. I'm not saying you mustn't worry. You wouldn't be human if you didn't. I'm just saying don't worry about things that are very unlikely, like his heart stopping or having another heart attack or being worn out by worry or stress or arguments. These things are usually not the real problem.
Well, what is the problem then?
The problem is that your partner has some artery disease. It's not that his heart is worn out or that he is old before his time. It's because he has some patches of fat in these bits of his artery. It's called coronary artery disease. The manual explains it in more detail.
So the problem is with his arteries then, and not his heart. And what caused that?
Mainly things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking and lack of exercise, plus maybe worry and stress. All these things can be changed. The majority of people learn what they're doing wrong, get help, change these things and go on to live a normal or even better than normal life.
And how will I know what he should do about it?
Well, you can read the manual. That gives you a lot of information. Or you can ask the nurse or the person who's helping you with the program, and of course you can ask your doctor. On the session, you'll find a recording of a conversation I had with a man who'd been home for a month. If you listen to that, it will let you know about things that often happen as people recover and what the next few months may be like.
Well, it's only been a few days since he was in intensive care, and they had all sorts of special equipment there, so how can I look after him properly at home?
Don't worry, he won't be sent home until it's safe. The equipment they have in intensive care isn't needed once he's in the ordinary ward. They can tell from the equipment when the danger has passed, and as soon as that happens, they start to get him up and about again. They won't send him home until he is ready, and when he gets home, you can always phone the ward and ask if you are not sure about anything.
Will he need a special diet when he gets home?
Yes. Perhaps a healthier diet, and as far as possible for the rest of his life. Not because he is an invalid, but because eating properly can help lower his cholesterol level and protect him from further heart attacks. The manual has more details about this, but the ideal diet is one with plenty of vegetables and fruit, fish, wholemeal bread with vegetable margarine, potatoes without butter or marge, oats, baked beans, low-fat yogurt, or chicken with the skin off. Any library will have healthy cookery books. Things to cut down on or avoid altogether are red meat, bacon, sausages, cream, butter, cheese, and whole milk. In other words, as little animal fat as possible. Food should be grilled, not fried.
Oh, I can see this is going to cause some problems.
Well, it may be difficult to begin with, but it's worth sticking with. A few moans and groans are much better than eating the wrong things. After a few months, most people come to enjoy healthier food. A treat of some bad food once a week won't hurt, and it may keep the moans down. It'll help if you start the healthier eating plan from the moment he gets home. Eating properly will help everyone in the family live longer, lose weight, and feel healthier.
Everyone seems to have different ideas about what is healthy and what is not.
Yes, it's a problem when one person tells you one thing and another says something different, but what we're telling you is supported by the majority of experts.
Should he stop smoking?
Yes, absolutely. He won't have been smoking in the hospital, so do everything you can to keep him off the cigarettes when he comes home. If you smoke yourself, you could try to give up as well. You can get nicotine replacement supplements, and your facilitator will support you using these. If at all possible, ban smoking in the house altogether. If he was a smoker, this is probably the main reason he had the heart attack, so stopping may well solve the problem completely.
Another thing that worries me is that his heart stopped when he had his heart attack and they had to start it again. Could that happen once he's home?
This problem was caused by the heart attack, not because of any permanent weakness in the heart, and it is very unlikely to happen unless he is having another heart attack. As we said earlier, that's not very likely, so it's not something to worry about.
I see.
To start with, You may find you are scared to leave him alone, or you keep checking to see if he's okay. But it's well worth fighting the need to do this, because the more normally you act, the sooner he will get over it. I'm afraid some partners turn their spouse into a nervous wreck by doing this.
What are the most likely problems when he comes home?
Well, strangely enough, the most likely problems are emotional, not medical. Many people seem happy when they're in hospital, but often the shock only sinks in when they're back with the family. Also, he may feel much weaker than he expected. This is mainly because he has been in hospital. Some people get very frustrated and bored when they are off work, and that can be a problem. We'll be encouraging him to take up relaxing hobbies, so you can help here by reminding him of the things he used to do. If he seems to be miserable, very bad-tempered, very restless or anxious once he gets home, don't blame yourself. This is a common reaction after any very serious incident. People get like this after a car crash or a natural disaster, like being trapped in a fire or a flood. It's quite normal, and it'll usually pass. People who have had a heart attack often get angry or need to talk about what happened to them many times over. These are all the mind's natural ways of coming to terms with what's happened. They're not a sign of weakness or mental problems. But don't look for these problems. They may actually never happen.
If he does get very upset, what can I do about it?
Reassure him that it's normal. If he often feels tearful, he may be afraid that his mind has been damaged. Read the manual to help you understand it. If it helps him, talk about it. If talking about it makes it worse for him, then ignore it. Your facilitator will also help you with this if you or he is worried. Whatever happens, just try and be your usual self. Don't tiptoe around him or be afraid to say what you feel. Keep remembering that feeling anxious or tearful is quite normal, and it will almost always pass as the memory of the heart attack fades. You may have the same reaction as well. After all, you've just had a big shock. Reading the manual may help you. If he says things are hopeless, remind him of the things in this session or in the manual.
Now you're getting me worried. What if he doesn't get better?
I'm sorry. I only mentioned it because if it does happen, and it may not, you'll be ready for it. The manual has suggestions and advice about how to cope if these problems don't get better. The facilitator can help too, either with advice or by putting you in touch with other people who can help. But really, don't worry. For the great majority of people, these problems soon pass.
It really is an awful lot for me to think about.
Well, having a heart attack can be a horrible experience, and it does take time for both partners to adjust. The manual has proved to be a great help in reducing the problems afterwards, and most people will be able to do quite a lot to prevent another heart attack. And the things that will do this, like relaxing more, getting fitter, looking for enjoyable things to do, and not working so hard, can really improve your life together. It's also there for both of you to look back on if you forget the things you've been told.
And what about sex? Is it safe after a heart attack?
Yes, although he probably won't feel like it for a month or more. It's no more dangerous than walking up a couple of flights of stairs quickly. Indeed, the pleasure it brings can really help you both to feel normal again. A lot of people feel a bit scared about sex because there are a lot of wrong ideas about it being dangerous. It's no more of a strain on the heart than any other exercise. If it does become a problem for you or for him, you'll find more advice about it in the heart manual.
I don't know if I can cope with all this. You seem to be saying I've got to do so many different things.
Well, let's remember, in the end, it's up to your partner to do things in the manual to get himself better. He's the one who's been ill. The things in the manual have proved helpful to other people who have had a heart attack, but some people find their own way to get better. One of the most important things is that you stay okay. So look after yourself, too. If you have done your best to help him, you can't do any more, and no one will blame you even if things seem terrible now. You will soon find that things will begin to get better. Don't forget to be good to yourself.
Well, thank you, Doctor. I'll try.